This is 787 Daily, your Puerto Rico briefing for Tuesday, August 25th. Grab your cafe, settle in, because we've got island honors, island water, and one massive island send-off to get through. Let's go. First, let's talk water, because your reservoirs are basically giving you a play-by-play right now. La Plata is sitting at 45.23 meters, and over at Caraíso, it dropped 7 centimeters, now resting at 37.34 meters. That's in the Ajustes band, about 0.34 meters above the control line. At the current pace, we're looking at roughly 4.9 days before that line gets crossed. So yeah, keep being mindful with the water, friends. This one's worth watching closely. Not panicking over, but definitely watching. Now, let's shift gears. Because up in Washington, Puerto Rico is getting some serious shine. The Congressional Hispanic Caucus Institute is honoring two incredible Boricuas. Astronaut Joseph Acaba and Representative Nidia Velázquez. Acaba is set to receive the 2026 President's Medal from CHCI. From orbit to Capitol Hill. That's the kind of Puerto Rican excellence that gives you chills, right? On the money side of things, here's one that deserves your attention. Not a shrug. A new report found that nearly half of Puerto Rico's municipalities, 32 of them to be exact, spent more than they actually took in during 2024. That's a real conversation about fiscal health happening in town halls across the island, and it's one we'll keep tracking so you're never left in the dark on where your municipality stands. Now, a story that calls for a different tone, and I want to be gentle here. Puerto Rican model Yillian Atkinson has come forward accusing Ozuna of physical violence during what she describes as a romantic relationship. These are serious, painful allegations, and they deserve to be treated with care, not gossip. We'll continue following this story as it develops, with the respect it demands. And finally, let's close with the moment the whole island's been talking about. Bad Bunny wrapped up his international tour right here in Puerto Rico, and he didn't just come to perform, he used his platform to speak out on the island's water and electricity struggles. When one of the biggest artists in the world plants his flag on home soil and says, "Let's talk about what's really going on here," that's not just a concert, that's a statement. Benito, we see you. That's your 787 Daily for today. Honors, water, money, heavy hearts, and one legendary hometown finale. For every one of these stories in full, head to 787daily.com. And before you go, your Puerto Rico fun fact for today. Bacardí runs one of the world's largest rum distilleries just outside San Juan, nicknamed the Cathedral of Rum.